Begin the current daf, Masechta Zechulin, daf Yud Gimel. Gimel Ma Alf, begin the face master, begins the Gemara, Bayim Nei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asks from Rav Huna, how do you know Masechta B'Kachrin is going to be possible? So Taisa explains, Mashma, it sounds like, just, and that's a different masla going on, Shmuel from Rav Huna, Shari Shmuel Katan, Rav Huna, sounds like Shmuel was younger than Rav Huna. Chem Rish Gittin, so to begin the Gittin of Hemet Alf, Peperk Yesh Be'erchen on Erchen of Tezayim Abbeis, Abbe Yasavi Rav Huna, Vechiba Rav Kamei Shmuel, Rav Huna, sitting around the Shmuel, Mashma, it sounds like, Ketama Yishol B'nei Rabbi. Sounds like, okay, that, it sounds like that Rav Huna, however, is smaller than Shmuel. And Perikam of the Gittin of Yerav and Beis, Yosef Rav Huna, Kamei Rabirmi, a Chaber Shol B'zei Rabba. So, you have Rav Huna saying Rabirmi. Rabirmi was a Chaber B'zei, Rekin Mokh Benida, and the Chav Gimel Me'alv, Baim Ne Rabirmi, Rabzei B'chulu. Adkan, Havi Rabirmi, Rabzei, Aldei Gichuch, Boi Gochuch. Okay, fine, they're friends. Rabzei, Tamid Shabbi Yehuda, ha? Rav Zeir was a student of Yehuda, as we find that he was trying to avoid him, to make Aliyah. Rav Yehuda, Tamid Shrav Shmuel. And Vahay Kari Rav Yirmi, Rav Huna, Dardiki. Rav Yirmi Kari Rav Huna, Dardiki, that he was a smaller two. I think one's going to get enough yet off. So which one is it? Is Shmuel the senior, or Shmuel, like our Gemara makes sound like, is the minor? So it says, Bishlam, you can say, is the Terei Rav Huna, but there was two Rav Hunas. Yeah, one was older, one was younger. Me, however, what's difficult is, Hahu, the Erech, and the Tazayim Abeis. Obviously, he was a student of Rav, so this is difficult because the one that was saying is older, so that's older, let's forget about it. That's obviously not a student of Rav, because Rav and Shmuel at the same time. And the one that's younger is younger than Rabbi Yirmiya, which is not a student of Rav. So which one is this middle Rav Hunas? This doesn't have an answer. How would that make sense, even with the two Rav Hunas? Begin the words. What do we know? So someone's engaged, distracted, when he's doing kachim, that's going to be disqualified. So Pirsh B'Gurin Rashi explains what's the case. Like B.I., he was just distracted with enough to pick it up, a lizard goes there and to throw it, and then end up shechting. How do we know it's possible by kachim? So say because that's difficult because B'Kai Gavna, in such a case, disagree. On Rav Nassan, they hold that a fil miskamen lechaticha, even if you're intending to cut, like you want to throw it, stick it into a wall, can mukh perik beis later on the flamenav manav, actually miskamen lechaticha zaman until you're having in mind to cut the actual zaman themselves. So if that's the case, why if this is what he's saying that he's intending to throw, so then that's a question for chulin be possible. Forget about why he's saying misasa bekachim. So therefore, says Taisus, Benir would seem the high misasi b'kodshim. What's the case? Hayinu de miskaven lechaticha zamanim. No, he intended to cut the pipes of the animal's neck. V'lo l'shem isvicha, but not for the purpose of us slaughtering. The b'chulin kodshim b'kodshim b'chulin. That for regular chulin, that's valid. It's only b'kodshim that's disqualified. V'oydish misasi kachet is actually another type of misasi grinch kodshim that when you're doing specifically a kodshim, it's sabat shulchulin. You think it's chulin, b'shachet and you slaughter it. Oh, that's the pasul matam misasik. That's unique only for kachim. That's pasul of misasik. The meaning is like we say bezvachim perik b'shemad of membam and beis. The mishum chulin pasula. When you're doing it because you think it's chulin, that disqualifies it. And actually, with tavaya, both of these are mibeshachet ben the bakar. Now, if you learn that from the same pasuk of the shachet ben habakar, that you have to do it l'shem this ben habakar. Next says masa begin the words gemara pita paskuti. So it said and the heretic his bread is like the bread of the kuthiim. Which obviously we're saying that's forbidden. So Taisa being the picture of Eliezer and Pekla Meches, yes, we find the Ezra was Rebavel ben Shaltiel and Yeshua ben Yitzadik. They all need to Eisan. They excommunicated the Kuthims b'sholish meis kahanim with 300 kahanim b'sholish meis tenekes and with 300 children to go ahead and do this nidui. And they also had B'sholosh Meis Sefer Torah, 300 Sefer Torah. V'yitoken, they were blowing, V'alavim, V'shoyrim, and the Levim were singing. U'mesayimaba, and the way they ended off, with the Imperial Jebelaza, and they did it because they were preventing them from building Beis HaMikdash, that Mekan Amr, for me, they say, Kol Oichel Pas Kuti, whoever eats the bread of the Kufim, Kilo Oichel Pas Chaza, as every easy eating tray for the meat of a Chazer, and that's what we're saying over here, that the slaughtering heretic has the same halacha.